Hey everyone, it's great to be back with you. Diving into these topics, we're all clearly into social impact and AI.
Such a fascinating convergence, right?
Absolutely. And today we're taking it a step further. We're talking AI native social enterprises. We're diving into this recent blog post by Barry Barresi, kind of like a guide to, well, building those very enterprises.
Yeah, and he lays out this idea that's really interesting because it's not just about like using the cool new AI tools. It's about a deeper integration of AI, like almost embedding it into an organization's DNA right from the get-go.
Okay, so let's unpack that. I mean, AI, I kind of get it, but what does it even really mean for a social enterprise to be AI native? That feels like a huge shift, not just like adding a chatbot to your website or something.
You're right on. Think of it like, imagine a city designed around the system that optimizes traffic flow in real time.
What?
That's the level we're talking about. It's about making AI part of decision-making, strategic planning, even things like how you approach fundraising. It's not just a tool, it like fundamentally changes how the whole organization operates.
So less about just being trendy with AI and more about being strategic with it to create like actual impact, right?
Exactly. By being AI native, a social enterprise is in a completely different position, a strategic advantage. They can understand trends better, really optimize how they use resources, and make those decisions based on real data.
Okay, so no crystal ball.
No magic.
Got it. But I do like a good origin story. And the blog post, it does give us this roadmap to becoming AI native. So what are the key elements of that? And really, what makes all of this different from, you know, just adopting new tech?
A big one that Barresi stresses is making sure any AI you use is in sync with what your organization stands for, like its mission and values. It's about making sure the reason you're even using AI is in line with the good you're trying to do.
Because, I mean, you could have the most amazing tech in the world, but if you're using it in a way that doesn't match your mission, that's not exactly walking the walk.
Right. Imagine a social enterprise focused on, say, environmental sustainability, but then uses AI that actually ends up increasing their carbon footprint.
Yikes.
Defeats the purpose, yeah.
Totally. So that alignment is non-negotiable.
So it's not even just about the technology itself. It's about how and why you're using it and if it actually connects to your mission. So what about the more practical side of things? How does a social enterprise even start down this path? Like, what does step one actually look like?
The good news is you don't have to go from 0 to 60 right away.
Phew.
The blog post actually suggests starting small.
Mm.
You know, experiment with AI, but in controlled ways, test the waters before you do a full-on cannonball.
So less about a huge overhaul, more about these calculated experiments.
Yeah, yeah. For example, instead of switching up your entire fundraising approach overnight, try using AI to analyze how people are reacting to your campaigns. Get a deeper understanding of what's resonating.
Makes sense. Speaking of understanding, you got to talk data. The blog post mentions data-driven decisions, which is great, but it can also feel really overwhelming, right?
Mm.
How does AI play into that for social enterprises? Oh, absolutely. Data can feel like a fire hose sometimes, but it's also essential, right? It's like the lifeblood of any organization. Social enterprises, though, they often have a harder time actually using it effectively.
Yeah.
And that's where AI comes in. It can help you make sense of that data in ways that simply weren't possible before. Instead of relying on intuition, you can use AI to analyze like what messages work best for different groups of people and make your campaigns way more targeted. And that's just one example.
So it's like using AI to illuminate where you might be missing opportunities, maybe even losing support. I'm starting to get it.
Yeah.
But we can't talk about new tech without talking about ethics, especially with something as powerful as AI. Mm-hmm. So how does the blog address that whole ethical side, especially when it comes to social good?
It's a huge point, and Barresi brings it up throughout the whole post. He's saying that for social enterprises, it's not just about what AI can do, it's about what it should do. It has to be about using AI responsibly, transparently, and ethically at every step.
So asking those tough questions, right? Like about potential biases, data privacy, making sure AI is used in a way that actually matches the mission, not just for the sake of being innovative.
Exactly. And it can't just be a one-time thing either. It's about constantly having that conversation because building trust with the people you're serving and your stakeholders, that's everything.
Transparency is key. It's about being open about how and why you're using AI, especially now when people are rightfully concerned about their data. Okay, so we've covered what it even means to be AI native, why it's so important for social enterprises. But I'm really ready to get into the concrete steps, the actions organizations can actually take. Let's dive into that. All right, so let's get practical. We've talked about how becoming AI native is a journey, But where do we even start? What are some concrete things social enterprises can actually do to bring AI in ethically in a way that makes a difference?
Well, you remember those small experiments we were talking about? That's a great place to begin. Ferrazzi actually gives a really good example in the post. He talks about this organization that wanted to make their outreach programs way better. But instead of, you know, just changing everything, they started using AI to analyze data they already had from past campaigns. They were looking for patterns, things that maybe people just wouldn't see.
So instead of investing in some whole new AI system, they started with an experiment using what they already had.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what they found? This really interesting connection between the way they were wording their messages and how different groups of people were responding.
Interesting.
And that one little experiment led to way more people actually participating in their programs because their outreach was so much more focused and effective.
It's like a light bulb moment.
Yeah.
Even small insights, if they're based on data, can lead to big changes. But AI moves so fast. How can social enterprises keep up with that and actually use those new advancements?
That's where it's all about building a culture of learning constantly. It's about being open to new AI tools, sharing what you learn, and always trying to improve. It has to be part of the organization itself.
Or it's not even about being experts right away. It's more about just being curious, being adaptable, always willing to learn.
Exactly. You need to embrace a growth mindset, individual, but also as a group. It could be something as simple as making time for people to take online courses or going to conferences together.
I love that.
The point is to make learning something you're excited about, not just something you have to do.
That makes sense, especially in social impact, where so much depends on innovation and working together.
Yeah.
And actually, the blog post mentions those cross-sector partnerships. Why are those so crucial when we're talking about AI?
Well, AI, it's complicated. No one has all the answers. Social enterprises usually have a great grasp on the problems they're trying to solve, but they might not have the tech know-how to build really sophisticated AI themselves.
So it's about combining everyone's strengths.
Yeah, exactly. If they partner with tech companies, research institutions, even government agencies sometimes, social enterprises can get access to really advanced AI, valuable data, and just a wider range of expertise.
It's like this bridge between innovation and making an actual impact, right? You're getting the best of both worlds.
Totally. Imagine a social enterprise working on, let's say, providing clean water in remote areas.
Okay, yeah.
Partnering with a company that specializes in satellite imagery could give them access to real-time data about where the water source are. And then they can analyze all of that using AI to figure out the best ways to distribute the water fairly. The possibilities are huge.
Those are some really powerful examples, and it really shows how AI can be used to make things better. Let's get back to that roadmap for a second, though. We've got starting small, encouraging continuous learning, and building partnerships. What else does Barisi highlight?
One of the most interesting parts of the blog post for me was about using AI for actually measuring impact.
Yeah.
Traditionally, that's been a real challenge for social enterprises, often relying on data that isn't that objective or just not having enough resources.
Right. It's hard to put numbers on social change.
Yeah.
But it does feel like this is where AI could completely change the game.
It really could. Barisi's point is that AI can measure what seems impossible to measure. It can find these subtle connections in the data that we as humans, we might just miss.
Wow.
Like imagine being able to track not just the number of donations you get, but the effects those donations have within a whole community, or how a new education program affects not only literacy rates, but even economic opportunities years later.
That is incredible. It's like you're suddenly able to see how everything connects. It's not even about the numbers anymore. It's about the story those numbers are telling.
Yes. And it's about being able to show that impact to funders, to investors, to anyone who wants to know if what you're doing is actually working. And you have the data to back it up, which is so crucial.
It's about proving that AI isn't just some trendy concept. It's a real tool that can create actual change.
This feels like the tip of the iceberg, though.
It really is.
There's so much more to uncover here. We've barely scratched the surface of what's possible when we actually combine AI and social impact, haven't we?
We really haven't. And it's even more exciting knowing that we're still so early on. I mean, AI is constantly evolving. So who even knows what kind of positive change it could lead to?
It's exciting, for sure. But I bet some of our listeners are out there like, okay, this is a lot of info. Where do I even begin to put this into practice?
Barisi actually talked about that in the blog. He reminds us that you don't become an AI-native social enterprise overnight. It's a process. It takes time and being able to adapt as you go.
So we don't have to go rewrite our entire strategic plan and assemble a whole team of data scientists right this second.
No, no. Start smaller. Think of a single question, a challenge you're facing right now. Ask yourself, could AI help me tackle this, but in a way that aligns with our values, in a way that makes our impact even bigger? I love that. It's about taking those small but calculated risks.
Exactly. And building on those little wins.
Okay, so now I really do think our listeners are coming up with some great ideas out there.
I hope so. Because ultimately, the future of social impact, it isn't just about technology, right? It's about how we actually use that technology. We can create a world that's fairer, more sustainable, a better place, all by being smart about how we use AI.
Couldn't have said it better myself. And that just about wraps up our deep dive today on AI-native social enterprises. But before we go, one last question for everyone listening. What's that one thing you wish AI could help you achieve in your work? What would it look like to really harness AI for good? We'd love to hear your thoughts, so connect with us on social media or send us a message. Until next time, keep diving deep and keep making a difference.